Good morning, and welcome to the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Today, as we work through the devotional book, Serving God, Devotions for Active Worship, we're looking at a week focused on serving with courage. And nearing the end of the week, but today's specific topic is courage to speak. And the key verse out of the devotion, Paul writes and talks about being in chains and word of his imprisonment spreading. And the rejoicing in the fact that his chains, his situation that none of us would probably desire. And here he is rejoicing in the fact that it's encouraging others to speak the gospel of Jesus more courageously. I write in the devotion itself that saying the right thing at the right time can be very hard to do. Saying it in the right way is even more difficult. And so when I talk about the courage to speak, I'm really looking at two sides of it. One is having the courage to say anything at all. The other is having the courage to say the right thing in the right way, or to not say anything at all if necessary. You see, just because we are outspoken doesn't mean we're speaking with this courage that I'm talking about. The courage to speak God's words, the courage to speak His truth, the courage to speak His love, His mercy, His forgiveness, the courage to speak His invitation to Himself. You see, it's not simply the courage to speak. Given all of our technology and means of communicating, the courage to simply speak is not something we really need more of. I believe one of the greatest divisive tools right now in the United States, at least, is social media. It's a great tool. I use it a lot, so don't get me wrong. I'm not bashing it in the overall context. But I am concerned about the way we use it at times. You see, the anonymity of it, the facelessness of it, even though that there's pictures sometimes, gives us a courage to speak that is not natural. And it's generally not healthy. It's generally not productive in many instances. And so that's not the courage to speak that I'm talking about. I'm talking about the courage to speak in ways that benefit others, that build up the kingdom of God, that benefit the hearer, regardless of who the hearer is. You see, sometimes we have to be very careful because the hearer is not always only the person that we're speaking to. And especially in the days of social media. Unless it's a strictly private message to someone, posting or commenting on somebody's feed or timelines or whatever we want to call it, often has many hearers beyond the person that we wanted to say something to. And God's instruction is that we guard our words so that they benefit those who hear. So as we think about living and serving with the courage to speak, how many times have you seen something or known of something that you didn't tell anybody about because you were afraid. Something that should have been changed, something that should have been done differently, something that would have been helpful to many people. But you didn't want to make waves. You were afraid of the consequences. I don't know about you, but that's kind of my life. My mind sees big picture things in a way that also notices the little details. It's a strange place here in my mind. And I can see how things are looking and where they're headed. Unfortunately, experience has shown me that pointing those things out generally does not go over well. Everybody's sure that they're different. Even when what I'm saying makes sense and yeah, I know that's typical, but we're different. And rarely have they really been different. But beyond all of that, the courage to speak that God talks about is the courage to share Jesus. You see, all of us have the ability to see the big picture because God has given us His Word that describes the big picture. We don't have to have a lot of intuition and skills of observation. We can just read or listen to God's Word and realize that without Christ, people will perish eternally. And that's the courage to speak that Paul wrote about, was in his suffering, people were encouraged to speak more courageously about Jesus. We don't know why specifically. The study of human nature could give us a few reasons. Paul goes on after that verse to describe a couple of them. One reason is people could see how much the message of Christ meant to Paul. That he was willing to endure the chains, the imprisonment, the punishment, rather than deny Christ. Rather than walk away from it all. You see, when we live like Christ means everything to us, we ought to have the courage to speak about Him, but living that way ought to also encourage others as they see how much value He has in our life. Now, granted, Paul does go on and he talks about those that are speaking about Christ, thinking it will cause Paul more problems. They have ulterior motives. Or I'd rather prefer to say inferior motives. Their desire is that the more they keep things stirred up, the more anger will be directed towards the one guy that Rome has, and that's Paul. But as you read down through that, you recognize Paul's conclusion. Big deal. Christ is being talked about. That's what matters. The good news of Jesus is being shared. That's what matters. Those that are doing it out of love for God is great. Those that are doing it to get me in trouble, well, I don't have to judge them. God will take care of that. But even in that, Jesus is being made known. We live in a time where it's increasingly unpopular to talk about Jesus. to share about our faith, to even publicly talk about a faith that influences our life in every area that we live. And it's always been that way in a lot of places. It's not that it's all of a sudden a new thing. It's just more and more acceptable to condemn the very tenets of Christianity, because it stands for truth. Not that we've always done it well, not that we've always done it perfectly, not that we've always done it in the ways that we should have. But a group of people that speaks the truth of God's word and insists that that's accurate. That's the standard that we live by. It's the standard that we call others to as they come to Christ. You have people from outside the church. You have people from inside the church who reject God's word as being God's word. And as in most cases, they would rather shoot the messenger, so to speak, than to deal with the message. And I believe it's going to take an increasing amount of courage to speak on behalf of Jesus. And the good news is, God says He will provide that courage as we serve others. You see, that's the context of the devotion. That's the context of the book that the devotion is in. It's all about serving God as an active part of our worship as we serve others. And so the courage to speak not only includes telling the truth, but it also involves showing the truth. The courage to speak because we know we've earned the right to speak. We recognize that we're more likely to be listened to because we've shown the love of Christ. We've shown the compassion of Christ. And we've applied that courage not only in speaking the truth of God's word and love, we've applied that courage into the times of silent listening, so that those that are hearing the truth from us recognize that we really do value them. You see, today as we pray, I would encourage you to consider the truth. Do you really believe God's word? It's funny, we're in an era where one of the common catchphrases, so to speak, in redefining God's word is we're rereading it, which on the surface doesn't sound like a bad thing. But the term is being used in a lot of places as a replacement for we're redefining it. And there explanation, so to speak, is we're reading it with fresh ears and fresh eyes and fresh experiences, and we're discovering that it means something different. And I always scratch my head and think, wow. Yes, I learn something new from God's word every time I spend time listening to God as I read it. But not things that go against what it's said for centuries. And that's what's happening today. And out of fear, we're afraid to speak the truth of God's word, because we've lost sight of what it really means to others. And we're not even sure. Do they believe this part or don't they? Will they be offended if I read from this section or not? And my challenge to myself, to you, to all of us, is to love people. And love them enough to have the courage to speak truth that comes out of that love. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love for us exceeds anything else that we've ever known or ever will know. Today I pray that you would encourage us. That as you encourage us, we would find from you the courage to speak the right things in the right way at the right time. That you would empower us to do the things that earn us the right to be heard. That our courage to speak would come out of active listening to others. Father, in those times where we see things and hear things and know things that are not right, that we're afraid of speaking up for what fear of what others will think or what they might do or the cost that it might have to us. May we recognize the importance of speaking. Oh, give us great wisdom on knowing when to speak and when not to. May we not take this courage to speak as a license to say anything that comes to mind immediately, wherever we're at, to whoever is in front of us. May it not be a foolishness. Sometimes our idea of courage leads us to do very foolish things in the name of bravery. Father, help us not to be that way when it comes to our speaking to others. May our courage to speak be filled with great wisdom, with great restraint even. Father, may this courage be guided by the principle from your word that those words we speak would benefit those who hear. And that won't always be what they want to hear, but may they always be what's needed and what's of benefit. Fathers, I pray for the children in our homes, our schools, our churches, our communities. I pray that they would have the courage to live out a faith if they've expressed that faith, if they've come to you already in their life. I pray that their courage would flow from a love for their classmates, for their friends, for the people that they interact with. And Father, even into the lives of our children, I pray that we would have the courage to speak the words that they need to hear. That Father, as they hear of and learn ideas and ways of life that are contrary to your word, may we continue to speak truth. May they always know our love for them. And Father, may we help them to recognize the importance of your word, the absoluteness of who you are. That the contrast between right and wrong, between good and evil. And Father, it seems that when it comes to sin, we increasingly live as a nation with the live and let live mentality. And we've carried that over into disapproval of saying anything about any actions or deeds or lifestyles being sinful. Father, may we always have the courage to speak lovingly the truth about our sin, the truth about the sin of others, the truth about your compassion and mercy for all who would repent and come to you. Father, may our life be an example to others not just in speaking truth, but in the practice of repentance and change, of forgiving and being forgiven. Oh, Father, today, may our life speak loudly when our words are not heard. Father, the courage that we need is not simply a courage to speak audibly, but it's a courage to speak with our actions. It's a courage to do the things that honor Jesus in every situation that we find ourselves in. And Father, as we live life today, whether it's speaking with our words or our actions, or more often than not, a combination of both, may we be very mindful to lift up Jesus in everything so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Thursday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.